As Steve was saying, we're going to be spending 6 weeks in Oakland, and we're going to be living and serving among the community at World Impact, which is an agency in West Oakland that, you know, just serves the community, and we're going to be involved with a youth-based summer camp there for kids who are ages K through sixth grade. So, you know, we haven't been yet, obviously, so we just kind of want to share, you know, what we're planning on doing and just hoping to experience and bring back.
Mm-hmm. So one quick statistic we wanted to share is half of the children in West Oakland don't graduate from high school. So that's pretty sobering statistic. So we're going this summer with the desire to glorify God by sharing the love and truth of the gospel with the people that we meet. And it's really a blessing because since we're going to be living in the community there and volunteering at World Impact, we're going to get a chance to establish relationship and trust with the children that we're working with and their families. So, you know, hoping with that we get a chance to share with them God's love. And so we're just really thankful to be part of what God's already doing there in the city. So... and we're definitely, you know, wanting to have open hearts and open minds to what God wants to teach us about himself, specifically his justice. Psalm 10:17 says, "O Lord, you hear the desire of the afflicted. You will strengthen their heart. You will incline your ear to do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed, so that man who is of the earth may strike terror no more." A goal of the project is to learn about the issues facing people in urban poverty, such as lack of access to nutritional foods and clean water, just shortcomings of the juvenile justice system, families split by drug and substance abuse, sexual exploitation, discrimination towards undocumented immigrants, and racism. So we feel that we have a responsibility to learn about these issues because God cares about them as they affect his people whom he loves. So although we may not necessarily see change while we're there, we believe that we're called to share the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we're hoping also to grow with our teammates spiritually and in our knowledge and understanding of God.
And so, you know, upon completing the project, we hope to have shared Christ's message of love with the children there and the families. And being that we're doing like a faith-based youth group camp there, just hoping that, you know, we can encourage the kids that they can study God's word on their own, you know, and just learn about God on their own. And even though the people there, you know, face difficulties, that they can have hope through Christ for personal change and healing, and just be empowered to work toward change in their own communities, and not just depending on, you know, students to come there, and, you know, but that they would realize their own God-given abilities and worth. And we also just want to bring home with us a continued desire to just learn more about God's heart, and we hope to gain a greater respect for those who live in poverty, and just also learning more about shalom, which is the idea that it's the idea of right relationship with that God intended between himself, humanity, and creation. So we'll definitely be learning a lot of those themes this summer, because they're going to be doing a lot of teaching there too. So it's, being that it's through InterVarsity, which is the fellowship we are part of in college, they're going to have speakers coming and just teaching about these themes of just injustice and, you know, the idea of shalom. So it'll definitely be a lot of learning.
As Steve said, I did get a chance to go in the summer of 2009 to Oakland through BayUp, Bay Area Urban Project. And I really experienced a lot of growth in God in such a short time, because I think with a missions trip, it really, God really, like, took me out of my comfort zone and just put me in a place where I really had to grow in my dependence on him, like some of you were sharing. And so I experienced an increased desire to read scripture and just an openness to how the Spirit is moving and to prayer. Also, kind of like what Wendy was saying, you know, with the kids, because I got to work with kids when I went to, and a lot of times I kind of felt like I was useless there. You know, I'm just like, why am I here? You know, I'm not really like helping them. But I think it was more just experiencing God's love through them, and just getting to be a part of that blessing from God, and yeah, and just to see how much they want people to love them, you know, and they care about people coming in to meet them and build a relationship with them. And a lot of the barriers that I felt were between me and the kids, like economic status, ethnicity. You know, I God really showed me that His love goes beyond these barriers. Yeah, so it was definitely a life-changing summer for me, and yeah, very much a blessing for me. So, and then we just wanted to read Psalm 67, 1 through 3 says, "May God be gracious to us and bless us and make His face to shine upon us, that Your way may be known on earth, Your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise You, O God. Let all the peoples praise You." So, you know, we're excited to be a part of what God's doing this summer in this nation, in West Oakland, and just to be invited into His plan of just revealing more of Himself to us and the people there. And so we just want to encourage you guys to, you know, step out, be a part of God's movement in, on the mission field, whether it's abroad, you know, like some of you guys have gone, or just right in our backyard.